Outside a former Bank of Montreal building in downtown Vancouver, two long lines snake their way up Granville Street. Some of the people in line have been waiting several hours to see, feel, and hold Olympic medals. The Royal Canadian Mint has taken over the building, now Simon Fraser University's School of Business, for a special exhibit of the Olympic medals to be awarded in Vancouver. The medals for the Olympics and Paralympics are on display on the second floor of the building, where project manager Dan Millette tells tour groups about how the medals were designed and made. Dressed in a charcoal gray athletic outfit, Millette wears special white cotton gloves, gloves that every visitor receives before entering the exhibit. He explains that each medal is unique. None of the 615 Olympic and 339 Paralympic medals is identical. This is the first time the Olympic medals are not flat. Their surfaces undulate to simulate Canada's terrain. The medals are adorned with native Canadian icons and designs of killer whales. The Paralympic medals have a native symbol of a raven that represents overcoming obstacles. Like a jigsaw puzzle, each medal is a piece of the master design. If all of the pieces were placed together, they would form a complete picture. Medal winners receive a scarf with the overall design so they can see where their medal fits. Deanna Scott of White Rock, Surrey in British Columbia is one of the people listening to Millette's presentation. Wearing a Canada team sweatshirt, a woolen cap, and sunglasses, she picked up the gold medal, snapped a photograph, and turned over the prize to see the back. Scott says that waiting in line for 3 hours was worth it to hold one of the medals.
That's pretty cool, especially after we just won one yesterday. I am extremely proud, very proud of all our Canadian athletes. I was in line at 9 o'clock this morning, but it was worth it. Definitely worth it, yeah.
The Royal Canadian Mint was tasked with bringing the vision of local artists Corrine Hunt and Omar Arbel to life in a way that uniquely represents Canada. Mint Communications Director Christine Aquino says that when the final products emerged, it was a very special day.
And what I can tell you is quite an emotional day at the Mint. There's approximately 34 people that worked directly on those medals. They got quite attached over 2.5 years, and now that we see them being awarded to athletes all over the world, we're very proud about that.
Creating the medals is an arduous process. Each one weighs more than 500 grams and took more than 30 steps to manufacture. Because of their unique surface, each medal is struck with 12 dies, 9 times with 1,900 tons of pressure, the weight of more than 700 automobiles. The native designs were laser engraved on each medal. The gold medals are mostly silver, but each is plated with 6 grams of gold. The silver medals are almost entirely made of silver. The bronze medals are largely copper because burnished bronze and gold are similar in color, and the Mint did not want any confusion as to which medal an athlete receives. Mint spokeswoman Christine Aquino says people don't mind the lengthy wait to see, hold, and photograph the medals. She says most visitors are shocked by their weight and are thrilled to touch something that only a few people will ever possess.
They are meant to represent the feat that an athlete has to accomplish to win that sport. And we're just thrilled. We knew we had something great. We knew we had something great to come to Vancouver with, and we're quite proud of it.
Outside, at the head of the line, Luca and Andre Bucci of Hamilton, Ontario, are almost to the door. The two men attended the Women's Moguls event on February 13th, where Canadian Jennifer Heil won a silver medal. They say that even though Heil's medal wasn't gold, they are proud a Canadian made the podium.
Yeah. You know, when we were there on Saturday, it was just an electric atmosphere. Like, it was just fantastic. And when she did well, but she didn't even lose it. Like, the other girl just outperformed her.
You got to still be happy for her, too, because that was the first medal won in the 2010 Olympics by Canada. So, like, you can't complain, right?
The hundreds of fans who visit the Mint Pavilion get to hold the medals and take photographs. The thousands of athletes competing in Vancouver are striving for the same privilege. But only a few will possess the coveted prizes. The artists and craftspeople who made the medals say that the winners will take a special piece of Canada with them when the games are over. At the Winter Olympics, I'm David Byrd, VOA Sports.